Welcome to This Fringy Life, a series of podcasts about the 2010 Vancouver International Fringe Festival, celebrating spontaneous, surprising, and remarkable pieces of theater. This Fringy Life is produced by CITR 101.9 FM and is available on the web at CITR.ca and VancouverFringe.com.
Okay, so I'm standing here with Shane Burley of Plank Magazine. Thanks for joining me, Shane.
You are very welcome.
So Plank Magazine has been reviewing a number of shows during the Fringe. So tell us more about the purpose, I suppose, of Plank and what Plank is up to.
Plank essentially was born out of the idea that we wanted to keep artists honest. We wanted to keep the shows that they were doing on stage. We want them to work for what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because they are charging money to audiences. And I found over the last number of years, probably about 8 years or so, that a lot of the shows, the story is getting forgotten, the audience is getting forgotten.
Sure.
And they're really just getting lazy. And then we had those cuts last year, all the arts cuts and that kind of fun stuff. And I kind of went, yeah, we're going to see some theater companies really start to work hard.
Yeah.
You know, to fight for that, you know, funding.
Fight for that audience. Sure.
And all that kind of stuff. But anyway, so Alison McGrain, another Plank member, is motioning at me like, you're an idiot, Shane. Don't talk like that. But that's my opinion. But anyway, so essentially Plank came out of that sort of environment where we wanted people to be able to have a voice in what they were seeing on stage, because newspapers were the main sort of place to get that stuff, but they were cutting way back
a lot,
and they lost a lot of their audience, a lot of the, you know, I mean, at one point the Vancouver Sun, they cut their entire arts section for a little while, and that was just terrifying.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of funders depend on those things. Like when you write a grant for something, you actually have to send in reviews, and they were like, what reviews? We don't get any here. So we also wanted to have, you know, them have an alternative place for the people to go. And the best part of that was now we've seen actually some people using our reviews in their granting process.
Awesome, great.
Cool. And I've actually noticed a bunch of about three or four posters in the poster galleries around the island, people are actually quoting Plank and on what the reviews are saying. So
awesome.
I kind of like that. So part of what we do as well is that we want the reviewers to be honest, that if they do see something that they love, to make sure to champion those things. Mm-hmm. And if there's really something awesome, then we try and get a hold of the artist and say, hey, would you like to come in for like a recording to like talk to us directly and stuff like that? But even the shows that are not, don't have favorable reviews, that get those negative reviews, that, you know, that they can also come in and say, well, okay, well, here's what happened. This is why the show is this way. Here's the context of why the show does this. Mm-hmm. Not last year, but the year before, I actually had a couple of artists phone me at my office, which
really?
Was totally weird. one of them was upset with me. They said, you know, what it was. And so I talked to them for at length for like half an hour or so. And they went away going, okay, I agree with what you
saw.
Get
it.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And one of the other people said, oh my God, you're right. I failed here, here, and here. I need to fix those. And I'm going to go back. And after the Fringe is over, I'm going to restructure, you know, what I've done. And if she ever brought it back, I don't know if she did. I never saw it the following year, but she wanted me to come see it again if she did the show and sort of go, okay, so let's compare this year to last.
Sure.
And I thought that was cool. I mean, just have that interaction where they can go to the site, they can leave comments on the reviews, or they can, I guess, email the reviewers directly and go like, look, dude, I love you or I hate you.
Yeah.
You know, I want to give them that option. So.
Yeah. And so I guess that's one of the things that Plank is sort of championing too, is getting the audience involved in the review. So you'll post a review on the site and then people can come and leave feedback or, you know, and share their stuff. And it starts a dialogue. And I think that's really interesting, you know, with a review, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because the reviewer is only one person. Everyone says that when they get a negative review, they're always, oh, it's only one person's
opinion,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
But no one ever says that with a positive review. It's like, oh my God, my show's amazing.
Yes.
Well, okay. But I mean, the goal is in the future. I mean, who knows what the future is, maybe 5-10 years from now, or could be next week, is to have every single show have more than one reviewer over a period of time.
Cool.
And to be able to review remounted shows. Like if a show is done somewhere, is it done like a few months later somewhere else? What are the differences? Like, is the director different? Is the, you know, what are the visions of those? You know, and that's a really huge goal because, you know, not every show gets redone. Not every show, you know, we don't have the staff to do it. But yeah, I mean, that's sort of the thing, because we want to have everyone's opinion. And right now, the best way to get that is to say, look, audience members, come to our website. Tell us what you think. If you hated the review, if you loved the review, or if you thought, you know, something completely different. I just think that that's the benefit of having all this stuff online.
And so we talked a little bit on the live show today on CITR about some of the duds, I suppose, that we should avoid, and some of the controversy that you've experienced so far reviewing Fringe shows. What are two or three highlights? Because we've got 1 weekend left of the Fringe that people can come down and check out, you know, a bunch of shows, where it's now Wednesday, so we've got another few days. So what are some that people absolutely can't miss, that they must catch, or else, I don't know, their Fringe experience won't be validated?
For me, the shows that I really liked so far, Value Village by Boco over in their studio.
Cool.
And also Canary. Canary is a show over at Studio 16, which it's sort of a, I don't know, I think of it kind of as a sleeper. Like it's an autobiographical story about the experience somebody had with electromagnetic interference inside of their skull.
Oh.
Although they don't go into great detail about what exactly was going on. But it's one of those shows that the script is so solid that it's almost, you just watch it and it's suddenly over. And then they say, hey, by the way, you should turn off your lights on Earth Day. I've forgotten the day. But anyway, go check Canary out.
Right.
What else? There was another show that got really amazing reviews, and I'm just looking at the posters.
We're checking
nearby.
The Fringe board here outside the Fringe box office.
The Poison the Well.
Ah.
Poison the Well, I found very thick. There was a lot of stuff going on.
Right.
My review, which I'll post later today, was a bit critical about the acting style they had chosen, and I think it's more of a directing thing, but there's so much in that script. I mean, that script really needs to be fleshed out and made into a film. I mean, that's really it's kind of this thing where it's got so much going on. It's got about, you know, four or five, you know, main threads that are intertwined and whatnot.
Right.
That you walk out going, oh yeah, then that's so-and-so knew, oh God, right, of course. So, you know, but again, I mean, I thought the acting was, they're going to kick my butt now, but.
But well, you said something nice, though. You said a good thing.
True, and I call it as I see it. I try and start with something incredibly positive.
Sure.
But then I go back to the brass tacks and say, okay, as much this as is I like yeah. the story, let me tell you what didn't work.
Yeah.
And, you know, the shows, last year, there's a couple of reviews that I remember doing that were just so unkind. But, you know, when you fall asleep in a show and you wake up and somebody's having sex with a rock, you kind of wonder, like, what the hell's going on? What did I miss?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, yeah. I'll leave it at that.
There you go. Awesome. Thanks, Shane.
Thanks very much for having me.